will rule the world in the future? Let's look at the prophetic book of Daniel, that fascinating book that deals with the past, the present, and the future. Wouldn't it be intriguing to catch a glimpse of the future, to see what the next world empire will be? Could it be Iraq? Could it be the rising new giant, China? Could it be the affluent and powerful nation of the United States of America? Well, the scriptures tell us in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, about this empire or kingdom that is soon to rule the world. About 2,500 years ago, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had an unusual dream that troubled him. He could not remember the content of this dream, and yet this special dream left a powerful impression on him. He just had to know what it was and what it meant. Therefore, he summoned the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans of his realm to help him recall and interpret the forgotten dream. They showed themselves to be what they really were, deceivers, and were unable to relate the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar. However, there was someone who could help the king, the young Hebrew captive Daniel. Actually, God working through Daniel. What was this dream that the king forgot? Let's read about it in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 31 through 35. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were part of iron and part of clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. Was Daniel correct in what he told the king? Absolutely, in every particular. Now then, what was the significant meaning of this dream? Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Thou art this head of gold." In other words, the Babylonian kingdom is represented by this head of gold. Perhaps when the king heard these words, a smile of satisfaction formed on his beaming face. Babylon was truly a golden city in a golden age. The capital city seemed to be impregnable to enemy attack. The Babylonians had a food supply that could feed a million people 10 to 20 years. And yet, despite its great military might, this golden kingdom was to come to an end. Daniel again spoke to Nebuchadnezzar, "And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee." Who conquered the Babylonians? Historians tell us that it was the Medes and the Persians in the year 538 BC. This empire was represented as the breast and arms of silver. Going on in our study, we find that Medo-Persian rule of the world would come to an end at the Battle of Arbela in 331 BC at the hand of Alexander the Great. God said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 39, that a third kingdom of brass shall rule over all the earth. Although Alexander was able to conquer the then known world in 7 years, he couldn't conquer his own vices. Drinking was one of his big problems. One day he drank too much, which led to a violent fever that resulted in his death on June 13, 323 BC at the age of 32. After the Greek dominance of the world came to an end, Daniel said that another kingdom would emerge to rule the world. In Daniel 2, verse 40, it says, "The fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron." At the Battle of Pydna in 168 BC, the great Iron Kingdom of Rome began to rule the world. After more than a century of increasingly severe internal problems and the invasion of barbarian tribes, the monarchy of Rome began to crumble. It was said by God, through Daniel, that the Roman Empire would be divided into 10 parts. The 10 barbarian tribes that overran Rome and divided it are the Anglo-Saxons, the Franks, the Alemanni, the Lombards, the Ostrogoths, the Visigoths, the Burgundians, the Vandals, the Suevi, and the Heruli. These 10 divisions became the basis of the modern nations of Europe. No, God did not predict that Rome would be divided into 7, 8, or even 9 parts, but exactly 10 parts. Interesting, isn't it? The prophecies of the Bible are always reliable and accurate. And now a prophecy about the nature of the relationship between these 10 divisions. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. God's word says that no matter how hard the individual nations of Europe try to come together, they will never become one united world power. Several attempts have been made in the past in this direction, but they have always failed. Man will never be able to unite the nations of Europe. It cannot be done, because God says so. They shall not cleave one to another. These imperative 7 words have stopped men such as Charlemagne, Charles V, Louis XIV, Napoleon Bonaparte, Kaiser Wilhelm, and Adolf Hitler. They have tried desperately through intermarriage of royal lines, but failed. They have tried through wars and conquest, but failed. Just as iron and clay do not mix, so the nations of Europe will never become a one-world empire. Now that we have looked at the Babylonian, Medo-Persian, Greek, and Roman empires, and at the divided nations of Europe, we ask, will there ever be another world empire? To answer this question, we again go to the Bible. Daniel 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. God himself will establish his kingdom on this earth, and he will rule forever and ever. Verse 45 reads, Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. According to this amazing prophecy, the stone represents the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ. Without a doubt, Christ will be coming back to this earth to set up this government. All the holy angels will be coming back with him. Both the wicked and the righteous receive their rewards, either life everlasting or destruction. Dear friend, the stone that strikes the feet will end all existing governments. Are you ready for this stupendous event? I hope you're getting ready to enter this glorious kingdom. To be ready means to fall on a rock today. Fall on Jesus Christ. He loves you and wants you to be saved. Commit your life to him. When will the stone strike the metallic image? It will be while the last part of the image is in existence, or at the time when the 10 kings of Europe are still reigning. That is our time, right now. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Friends, salvation comes when we surrender our sinful lives to Jesus. Accepting him as a personal Savior assures us of a place in his eternal kingdom. Don't wait too long to be on the Lord's side. It will be too late to make a decision for Christ when he comes in the clouds of heaven. Make a decision today. God bless you.